From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. At a town hall meeting in Louisiana today, President Obama repeated his hope for more conciliatory style of U.S. politics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that was one of the major themes of the president's speech this week during the State of the Union.
President Obama says he's done some soul-searching about steps he could take to help bridge the partisan divide in Washington. But Obama told a town hall audience in Baton Rouge that's not a task any president can tackle on his own.
The main impetus for a better politics is going to be the American people. They have to demand it.
Obama said one of his biggest regrets is that partisan rancor has deepened during his time in office. He argues voters can help to change that by staying involved, not only during election season, but throughout the political process. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican presidential candidates are gathering tonight in North Charleston, South Carolina for a debate that comes just weeks before the Iowa caucus. The primetime showdown coming as Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have been taking shots at one another. Trump has been pointing to news that Cruz, while a Senate candidate, took a large loan from his wife's employer, Goldman Sachs. Cruz, for his part, has been accusing Trump of holding what he termed New York values. Also taking part in tonight's main debate, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Planned Parenthood has filed a civil lawsuit against anti-abortion activists who targeted the group in secretly recorded videos last year. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the complaint accuses the Center for Medical Progress of conspiracy and fraud.
The suit names David DeLeiden, the founder of CMP, and others who helped him set up a separate fake company. Planned Parenthood legal counsel Beth Parker says the activists lied their way into three closed medical conferences with hidden cameras.
They secretly paid participants without their consent, baiting them with leading questions and proposals that were illegal and inappropriate.
Planned Parenthood says the exposure led to death threats against some. It's seeking compensatory and punitive damages. The videos accused Planned Parenthood of selling fetal baby parts and ignited a firestorm of criticism. Numerous state investigations found no wrongdoing. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase says its fourth quarter profits were up 4% from a year earlier. Company says strong performance in its consumer banking unit helped boost the company's bottom line. The biggest U.S. bank by assets says it earned $4.91 billion after payments to preferred stockholders. Stocks recovering from an earlier slide in part as a result of an uptick in energy prices after a recent big drop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 227 points today to close at 16,379. The NASDAQ was up 88 points. The S&P rose 31 points. This is NPR. France, following what it called a declaration of war on the heels of terror attacks in Paris last year, says it is upping the total number of troops in its armed forces for the first time in a decade. French President François Hollande saying today the country's defense budget will reach 32 billion euros, or roughly 34.7 billion U.S. dollars this year, with the total number of troops likely to be raised by 2,300. Coordinated attack by terrorists in November at a rock concert, cafes and outside a stadium claimed the lives of 130 people. The Episcopal Church in America has been banned from participating in major decisions for 3 years. NPR's Craig Windham reports the sanctions are in response to a decision by Episcopal leaders to allow clergy to perform same-sex marriages.
The announcement of the sanctions came near the end of a week-long meeting of archbishops in England called by the Archbishop of Canterbury, spiritual leader of the Anglican Communion. The sanctions reflect divisions that have been deepening among Anglicans since the consecration of an openly gay Episcopal bishop in 2003. The presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Michael Curry, says the church has a commitment to be inclusive. But some of the most conservative Anglican archbishops want the Episcopal Church to be expelled from the Anglican Communion. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Transportation Department says it will waive certain requirements in order to allow more driverless cars on U.S. roadways. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox unveiling new policy guidelines for testing the vehicles. Move comes as some of the major car companies are complaining state and federal rules are impeding their testing programs. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will exempt up to 2,500 vehicles. I'm Jack Spirit.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.